Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. I'm your host, Chris Martinson, and it is, that would be July 12th, Wednesday, just after market close, 4 o'clock. We had, big market day, you know, Dow's back up 100, a little over 16 points on the S&P. Why? Well, because Janet Yellen came out and was talking about rates will not have to rise much further to get neutral, which is a dovish statement, just what the markets needed. Last week, you remember, we were talking about how the Fed officials were starting to talk about how they thought maybe the markets were a little frothy, to put words in their mouth, or a little exuberant, to put words in their mouth. But they were talking about disconnects. And this week, they're reconnecting markets with higher values. So it feels a bit schizophrenic. And who better to talk about that, plus where are rates going to go and gold and all that, than Axel Merk. Axel, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. And are you suggesting I'm schizophrenic? That's why I'm a good person to talk to.
I did not say who better to analyze it. Maybe I did. So let's talk this through. I've got your latest piece here, and you are talking about how the balance sheet roll-off, by your numbers, could be a little bit more dramatic than most people are thinking. And I'd like to have you talk about that, but I will note that in the minutes that were just released, they talked about this balance sheet normalization, and they said, A, they're going to hold it at a really measured pace, by which I mean $10 billion a month, maybe 20, maybe 30 later, if everything goes well. But then they had all that hedging language, which is, oh, by the way, if things don't turn out the way we think or markets seem to fall apart, we reserve the right to completely reverse that process. So what do you make of this balance sheet normalization now?
All right. Well, we can talk about that for hours, but let me first answer the first part of your question and then expand on it maybe. And so why is it that the Fed is kind of all yelling, is backpedaling a little bit, suggesting, hey, we're not going to hike rates quite as much, even though at the same time they're saying we're going to reduce that balance sheet and quote-unquote normalize? The ultimate challenge for the Fed hasn't changed. With QE, they have inflated asset prices. Now, the way I like to express it is they have compressed risk premia. Mm-hmm. Now, that might sound like very, very fancy talk, but as I think all of us agree, the spreads of junk bonds, for example, versus treasuries are not high anymore. You don't get much yield for junk bonds. In Europe, the yields in the periphery is very high. And so the premium for risky assets is very low. And in the equity markets, the same thing. Volatility is very low. Equity prices are very high. And so if you kind of forget about all the complicated stuff, if you now go and do the opposite of QE, what should happen is volatility should come back into the market, risk premia should rise. That means all else equal, asset prices should come down, the spread that junk bonds have over treasury should rise, or in Fed talk, financial conditions should deteriorate. Now, if you don't want to have it, then you create this make-believe world and saying, yep, we're going to normalize our balance sheet, but it's like watching paint dry on a wall. And so as long as the market is buying this, everything is good. And so that's why you see this thing that, oh, we're going to be so tough, we're going to reduce the balance sheet. And then the next moment you're saying, well, it doesn't mean anything. And by the way, we're not going to hike rates as much. And so this is all very confusing to some, but it is to have that sort of cliff walk. So now we can dive into some of the details.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.